This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
Welcome to another early edition of the Sports Ticket here on this fairly warm Friday. If your AC ain't working, you better get it working because it's going to get hot this weekend.
Wait, what are you talking about, Jeff? It's 5 o'clock on the East Coast where the Mariners are.
Well, I'm sure it's humid back there. I sure wouldn't want to be on the East Coast.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. Thus, the need for not cooking tonight. Stay inside. Just go get yourself a Domino's pizza. Get 20% off your online order or $7.99 three topping large pizza. Yeah. Doesn't get any better than that. That way for a while.
Well, and how logical is it to be in your nice air-conditioned car, pull up to Domino's, grab a $7.99 large one-topping carry-out
pizza. Actually, three-topping.
Oh, up to three-topping.
Yeah, it's three. Yeah. It's still three.
Yeah.
They haven't diminished anything.
No. So, okay, get your three toppings and then head on home with a hot and ready pizza. You don't even have to heat the house by turning on the oven or the stove. Or even go out in the heat yourself to try and barbecue.
That's exactly right. Yeah, treat yourself to a nice, warm, mouth-watering Domino's pizza.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, and over the years, because, you know, in my younger days, I did work at a Domino's, and they have done so much to make that menu so much better. It's no longer just pizza and breadsticks. It is a laundry list of goodies you can get. And if you just order them online, you can save 20%, like a boom.
That's right. They've come a long way. They didn't used to be very good, and now they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And at a really, really, really good price, considering prices these days.
Yeah. Well, find me anywhere you can get a meal for $7.99.
I can't.
That's right. You
maybe
can't.
Your nice little drink you have right there from an undisclosed location.
You can get drinks for $7.99.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's funny. All right, well, hey, we had a heck of a NBA game the other night. The Knicks came back from, 29 points down to knock off the San Antonio Spurs in the worst or the best, however you look at it, comeback or defeat ever in the NBA Finals.
Well, I'm sitting here going, you know, half of the people in the arena went to get their Domino's on their way home at that point.
Yeah, I shut the thing off in the third quarter thinking, my gosh, it's 24-point lead. I'm out.
Yeah. No, I'm sitting there going, you know, and of course, it's stirring up all of the controversy of, you know, is this all rigged? Is it set up? Is there betting involved?
Is Soros be there?
Well, because I'm sitting there going,
that's the Texas Tech quarterback that got busted, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, or Billups or anything else.
Yeah, whatever.
Who's in on this thing? Because
it's not even a crime anymore.
Well, the Spurs scored 70 points in the first half and, 36 in the second half?
Yeah, there was something. You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
But everything's rigged. I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't care who's doing what. There's too much money in it, and it's all about the money. Everything's about the money, and I hate to spoil that for you for the NBA, but obviously it's leaked its way down into college football as well. So can you really rely on anybody doing anything legitimately?
Well, and that's the trick, is it doesn't take a lot. I mean, you go back through the history of pro sports. So let's go all the way back, 100 years ago, the 1919 Chicago Black Sox scandal. It was a handful of players that took a payout to throw that World Series, and it cost the White Sox the World Series. And, you know, and they've been very, very rigorous about it. You know, Pete Rose and even more recent, some players that have been kicked out of the league completely for gambling. It only takes one or two guys that are willing to take a buyout, and all of a sudden, and maybe it was, you know, if we take the money side out of it and we just go, okay, playing out basketball, the Knicks played a better second half, and San Antonio went into what virtually would be in the football realm, a prevent defense.
Right.
Which, watching years of the football, that never works.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know, they just kind of laid back and just kind of laid an egg, and all of a sudden you start doing that, they get closer and closer and closer, and then you can't make your shots.
Yeah, then when it's time to try and turn it back on, you can't.
Can't do it. Momentum has changed.
And I just sit here and go, the coaches need to be held responsible. You cannot go to a prevent defense at any level, if you are, if you have your foot on the pedal, you got to keep your foot on the pedal, especially when you're talking about a championship series.
It's too hard. It mm-hmm. happens in every sport. You just can't do it. I mean, when you have a big lead, you're always going to let the gas off. You're always just going to just start not playing as intense as you were at the beginning of the game. I don't care what it is, even college football, like we were talking about, there's mm-hmm. a prevent defense. You just don't want them to score. And all of a sudden they start scoring because your guys are just letting them go underneath and they're throwing passes all over. And then, oh my gosh, they've just scored three touchdowns and you lose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go back, what was it? The Atlanta Falcons and New England Super Bowl a few years ago, where New England had a unsurmountable lead, or no, not New England, Atlanta had an unsurmountable lead in the first half of the game, went to prevent defense, and the Patriots came back under Tom Brady and of course won the Super Bowl. And I just go, we see this time and time again, and I understand the idea of, you know, set your starters and let them rest. Well, yeah, you do that for a few minutes, but these are our pro athletes where they need to be in a groove.
This is the championships, mm-hmm. okay? Nobody's sitting down. No. Nobody's going to rest. You need to get out there and do it. And, you know, really, shame on the Spurs coach for allowing this to happen. It comes straight from the top.
Yep.
I mean, granted, these players, you know, a lot of them are prima donnas, and they're just going to go and do whatever the heck they want. But lo and behold, here you are. And now you are the GOATs, per se, of the NBA Finals with the worst comeback against a team ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and shame on the fans that left. I mean, I'm sitting here going, you literally have tickets to an NBA Finals game in what, Madison Square Garden?
And you're going to leave?
And you're going to leave early no matter what the score is?
You know, the Knicks have come back from numerous games this year. Mm-hmm. That seemed insurmountable. Obviously, it's not. Mm-hmm. And so I was watching the game before even, and the Knicks just did not look good, and the Spurs ended up winning that game by, what, 7 points? And then this one, I don't know, something triggered. And do you think the Knicks have a shot at this next game? Because I don't think so.
I don't know. You know, here's the thing. It's I'm just sitting here going, I didn't think the Knicks had a chance in San Antonio, and they won two. And now they split New York. So now it's like, I think they have a legit shot. I mean, a 3-1 lead is a challenge to begin with. They're back in San Antonio where they won the first two games. I would suspect San Antonio is going to come out and really just pedal to the metal in this one to take it to at least six. But realistically, winning one of the next three games for the Knicks is probably likely.
Their backs are against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of money to be made. I'm going to go back to that because it's always about that. And I think that the NBA, the referees, I saw some crazy calls 2 games ago that were just ridiculous. And so I'm not going to put it past the NBA. There's too much history, and they're going to let this thing go to at least six.
Yep.
If not seven back in San Antonio. No, I'm just being honest. That's just my opinion, just from what I've seen over the years. And I don't trust anything. Am I cynical, Hunter? Have I lost my mind?
The other thing is what have we watched in pro sports, especially come championship time? We watch a story. It's like watching pro wrestling because there's physical action, but there's also a story to be told. You go back to the Seahawks and Steelers with Jerome Bettis years ago in the Super Bowl, and it was blatantly obvious. Even the officials have announced, you know, have let it go that, you know, yeah, those calls were favoring Pittsburgh and Jerome Bettis and the story of him finishing his career with a Super Bowl win in his hometown. And I sit here and go, that's the thing is the New York Knicks last won the NBA championship, what, 73? So there's a whole lot of big story right here with the Knicks, especially when you're talking about at the political level, all the way to the top, because Trump has been a Knicks fan his whole life. He's out there. And of course, everyone's, you know, he went to a game and all this hoopla of he's not a Knicks fan. And even the governor of New York, he wasn't there when they won in 95. They didn't win in 95, governor. So you don't know anything about the Knicks.
You weren't even there.
And I'm just sitting here going, there's a whole lot of story being told around the Knicks and being on the cusp of an NBA championship.
So yeah, that's the other thing. It is a story. You're absolutely right. They're going to pick a story. They're going to run with it. And so, but I still think that the Spurs are going to win it. the next game, and then I think the Knicks are going to win it in New York just to solidify it.
And we're going to see some of the worst behavior if they win it in New York, in the streets of New York that night.
Well, let's see if Jerry Seinfeld says free Palestine.
Well, go beyond that. I mean, there's a video from when, you know, from this win of people literally destroying taxi cabs, partying and jumping up and down on them. And I go, when teams win a championship, New York, above all else, is going to become utter chaos for at least 24 hours.
It's there. It's Minneapolis. It's wherever you want it to be.
Well, but of course, we also have the World Cup soccer starting right now. So I go, those get absolutely insane.
Yeah, maybe the Egyptians in Cleveland that were in most of attendance the other day, maybe that was yesterday, maybe they're going to riot. Maybe they're going to burn down cars in the hood. The Egyptian hood.
The Egyptians. It gets crazy. Soccer.
I don't know.
These soccer fans, they are beyond what we see out of anything else.
I know.
So we'll see.
We will see. All right. Sports Ticket, at the bottom of this segment, being brought to you by Sprinter Van of Salem. Yeah, Mercedes Sprinter Van of Salem.
Mercedes.
Got some deals going on down there. If you're looking for one, it's a great vehicle just to haul kids in and get wherever you want to go. We'll be back after this.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back to the Sports Ticket, bright and early. Got an early Mariners game.
3:45 first pitch local time. Granted, that's 6:45 where they're playing in the nation's capital.
The Washington Nationals. It used to be the Montreal Expos.
Yep.
In case everybody forgot.
Well, and if you want to go back to the history of D.C., you had the Washington Senators, two different versions of it. One became the Texas Rangers, and the other ones became, I'm trying to think now, I'm going to draw a blank.
Can't remember.
Yeah, they packed up and left.
Before my time.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Well, it was.
Maybe Philly.
It was probably before your grandparents' time.
Probably.
It wasn't Philly. I know that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. This thing being brought to you by Color Tile right down there off Lancaster Drive in the Academy Square. What is Dave? Oh, yeah. He's got the Celebrate America sale going on pretty darn quick. I think it starts on Monday.
Yep. Yeah. So, Celebrate America sale, then through at least 4th of July, Independence Day. It's big sale coming up. And of course, we can always trust it. Unlike, professional sports franchises packing up and leaving town, Color Tile will be there in the Academy Square for you when you need
it. Oh, my gosh. All right. Shoot. What were we going to talk about?
Were going to talk about some fake stories you saw over the last week.
Yeah, fake stories over the last week. I saw something come out. Actually, my wife saw it come out. It's like, hey, babe, did you see this thing? It's like, no, I did not. It was Dante Moore getting kicked off the Ducks football team and three other guys being suspended for I can't remember what. As it turns out, fake news.
Yeah.
Absolutely fake, phony, and false.
Well, and I'm starting to see a lot of that, and it's, on social media. Fake news stories about somebody doing something. I'm like, you got to start really doing the research and you can't jump on these stories. And I go, what is the premise behind creating a fake news story about a sports player or organization or anything else? And I go, I come back to one thing you talked about a little bit earlier. It's all about the money. If they can get a story about somebody like Dante Moore being kicked off the Ducks that goes viral enough, that could potentially change the betting line on how the Ducks football program is perceived going into next season.
Well, not only that, I think they probably get paid for clicks and how many per views they receive, whether it's on you, whatever social media platform that is, that's the way that it rolls. So people are doing whatever it takes just to get a buck. And you know what? There might be some ramifications to that, I would imagine, just because that's like slandering these players and whatever. Whatever else, even the university for that matter, throwing out fake news. There's got to be some justice, some ramifications for these people to just go down. If you're going to throw crap like that out, you got to be responsible for
that. Well, my assumption is probably a lot of these are overseas.
Maybe.
And outside of jurisdiction where it makes it much more difficult to go after them in those realms.
Fair enough.
And I sit here and go, I'm still waiting for that story to come out of Jeff Morgan stepping out of retirement to, you know, replace Ohtani being hurt on the Dodgers roster any day now.
Yeah. I can get hurt just as easily as he can.
I think a lot more.
And a lot quicker. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I never would I ever come out of retirement.
If I'm going to see a fake story, I want to make it really, really interesting. Right. But they generate. I mean, that's the thing is you see a story like that, you click on it, you read through it, you start panicking a little bit, especially if one of your hometown teams and players. And then you try and follow up on it a day or two later and there's nothing. And you go, wait a sec.
Yeah.
This might not be as legit. But God, these scammers, these cash grabs are absolutely every aspect of social media. And unfortunately, even national media buys into them on occasion.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw stuff out there. Yeah. And then they become, yeah. You have to just be very, very careful because we are living in a world that's the deception is just so great. It's never been this great before. And so you really have to be careful. And this is just sports. I mean, this is supposed to be fun, but you start getting into the real world stuff. You got to be careful.
Yep. Well, and the other part of it is so many of these sites rely on a headline. So by dropping a name into a headline like Dante Moore, it's going to become hot news and they're going to get the clicks, they're going to get the looks, they're going to have people talking about it.
And they did.
I'm sitting here going, Dante Moore, I mean, that guy, I'm sitting there going, I would suspect that he and anyone around him is on such a straight and narrow because of his potential at the end of the season and foregoing being an NFL draft pick last year. It's a hard one to believe, but at the same time, these are college students who do stupid things.
Yeah, I think they have mentors and a lot of other things that keep them on the straight and narrow. But hey, we're going to have to get out to a break here, Hunter. Sports Ticket right here on 1430 KYKN. We'll be back right after this.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back. Our final segment before we give it up to Rick Riz and crew for the Mariners. Is he actually in D.C. right now? He may not be.
I don't know. We'll have to listen and find out. There's only one way to know for sure.
That's right. Stay tuned. Okay. This segment being brought to you by Bowenvine Burger Bar. What a great place to get a great burger right down there on South Commercial. If you got an event, they've got a conference room in there and a big TV, and they can hold that thing for you. Just good stuff. Good people.
So Mariners are in D.C. They play the Nationals. Coming up here, 3:45 start time. And what a tale of two different franchises. The Mariners, 36 wins, 34 losses in first place in the AL West. The Nationals, 35 wins, 34 losses, so virtually an identical record to the Mariners, in third place in the NL East, 10.5 games out of first place.
Unbelievable. Well, that just goes to show you the tale of two conferences. Well, they're not conferences, they're leagues.
Yep.
But, last week, you know, we said before the Mariners went on this road trip, it was like, you know what, they need to go at least 500. Mm-hmm. Well, right now they're one game under that scenario. So they've got to take 2 out of 3 against the Nationals to get out of this nine days straight of playing baseball 500. And I think that's well done if you can do that.
Yeah, unfortunately, being an early start tomorrow, we will not be carrying the Mariners on, or not tomorrow, but we'll carry Saturday's game. It's a noon start local time for the pregame. But Sunday's game, we will not carry, and then Monday is a day off. So they got to get through the next couple of days with at least, like you said, winning 2 out of 3. Come home a game above 500 on the road trip. But, you know, you go to the American League and only Tampa Bay, New York, Chicago, Cleveland, and the Mariners are above 500 in the whole league. While the National League, it's almost easier to mention the under 500 teams because there are so many teams that are doing well. Atlanta, you know, is literally at 45 wins already. Milwaukee's got 41. The Dodgers have 44. The National League is dominating this year, which is such a... It hasn't been this way in a long, long time.
Well, we'll see. There's a long way to go. Mm-hmm. All-Star break is coming up, in about a month?
Yep.
So we'll see. All-Star break's always the trigger,
yep,
no matter how you look at it. So we're just getting through this first half of the season, and you just got to love the second half because it just gets really exciting, a lot of fun. So,
oh, yeah. Well, no, and that's what we need. And in tonight's game, I think it's Bryce Miller going for the Mariners. And let's see. We got Zach Little going for the Nationals. In a matchup of teams with very identical records, one being first place, one being well out of first place.
Yeah, the Mariners pitching really needs to step up. Brian Wu struggled last night. He had one inning, allowed four runs. And then Kirby, I mean, shoot, he allowed six runs the night before. So, I mean, those guys really need to start stepping it up. But again, it's tough to play on the road, and it's just a long trip. So,
yeah, long trip along the East Coast to... You know,
can't wait to get back to Seattle, I think.
We'll find out. But we got to turn off to the Mariners right now, don't we, Jeff?
Yes, we do. Okay, thanks for listening. Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.